Hey everybody, this is Ryan with Kingdom Lifestyle Asheville. This is episode 3, season 1. I'm going to be talking about faith today. So if you look at the Word of God, and if you look at it in its original language, many of you may know this, but the Bible was actually written in Aramaic, Hebrew, and Greek. So primarily Aramaic and Hebrew in the Old Testament, and then Greek in the New Testament. And so the root word for the word faith is Strong's number G4102, which is the word pistis, which is P-I-S-T-I-S. And this is the translation of the word pistis, or the word that we commonly use as faith. Persuasion, that is credence, moral conviction of truth, or the truthfulness of God, especially reliance upon Christ for salvation, abstractly constant in such profession by extension of the gospel truth itself. Assurance, belief, faith, fidelity. Okay, so that kind of sums it up right there. Faith is literally trusting Jesus, trusting Papa, trusting what he says. Trusting it to the point where it's an inward conviction. It's an inward reality. So I'm going to read you a scripture here just to expound on that a little bit. All right. So Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance or the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not yet seen." All right, so let's start with the first part. Now, so faith is a current reality, not just a future reality like I hope this is going to happen, but faith is now. It says now faith is. It doesn't say future faith is. It says now faith is the substance or the conviction or the assurance of things hoped for. That word hope, if you look it up, it is translated to anticipate, expect, to trust, to confide. So it's very closely related to the word faith, but hope is pretty much a positive expectation anchored out of Papa God's heart and out of his goodness. So knowing that God's good, knowing that he's a good father, you have this hope fixed on him. Okay? Jeremiah 29:11 says this, "I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for a future, for a hope, for welfare, not for calamity." All right, so Papa's so good that his future for you is good, not calamity, for welfare, for good things, right? All right, so faith is the conviction of things hoped for or expected, like a good end. The conviction of things that you don't see yet. Okay, so let me give you an example of this. Just take a look around. Look at everything in your house. Look at all the items that you have. Look at your house. Just look around. Look at your computer. Now, just follow me for a second here. Rewind about 50 to 100 years ago. I can almost guarantee you that the majority of those items that you see right now in front of your face were non-existent 100 years ago. Now, maybe there's a couple items, but the point of what I'm saying is everything started as an inward reality. That computer that you're looking at, your telephone, your cell phone, your smartphone, it started as an inward reality. It started as an idea or a dream. What happened was somebody saw it with their imagination, with their heart, with their mind's eye, whatever you want to say, but they had an inward conviction that it could be created. They had an idea, and they thought it was a good one. And then what happened is they actually birthed that idea. And in many cases, it was super practical. Now, in the same way, that is how faith works. So God says something to you. He speaks something to you. The Bible says that faith, okay, so faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. So another example is the parable of the sower, where the sower came and he sowed seed on ground. He sowed on good ground, he sowed on rocky ground, he sowed on ground that was amongst the rocks, amongst thorns. And what happened is that seed was sown. It was simply an idea or a word. It was a reality contained in seed form. See, the word of God, Papa's word, his heart, is given to us in seed form. And God plants it in our hearts. And then God's the one that both waters it and causes it to come forth and to come to fruition. But it starts as an inward reality. An inward reality that actually takes root and creates a root system or culture within. See, faith actually changes the way that you think. Are you guys catching what I'm saying? Faith changes the way that you think. It actually changes your perception and the way that you see things. It's an inward reality that eventually is birthed. And so I guess I want you to picture this. Faith comes. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of Christ. What did Jesus do? Jesus only did what he saw his Father doing and what he heard his Father saying. So every action came forth from an idea, which was simply what he heard Father saying or what he saw him doing, and he put forward movement on that. And so faith and action go hand in hand. Faith and action go hand in hand. James, in the book of James, James warns not to merely be a hearer of God's word, of Papa's word, but also a doer. So faith and action go hand in hand. Now faith also produces rest. According to Hebrews, it talks about entering the rest of God. When you trust Jesus, you enter into a place of rest. The word of God has actually accomplished something in you. It says that the word of God is able to save your soul. That word save in the Greek is the word sozo, which means to save, heal, deliver, to restore. So not just save in the sense of you go to heaven one day, but save in the sense that your mentality and your perception changes. If you're dealing with anxiety, the anxiety leaves. If you're depressed, depression leaves. See, the word of God does not return void. The Bible says that God's word rains forth like rain, and it doesn't return to him without accomplishing that which he sent it forth to accomplish. The good news, the word of God accomplishes something. Romans 1:16 says this. It says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, which literally means really, really, really good news. For in it is the power, the dunamis, which is the Greek word for power, meaning dynamite or explosive, power of God unto salvation. And remember, like what I said, salvation doesn't mean just go to heaven one day. It means to save, heal, deliver, restore, deliver from torment. If you're having tormenting thoughts, if you're dealing with depression, if you have suicidal thoughts, if you are sad, the Lord turns sadness into joy. See, the Lord wants to make an exchange. You look in the Old Testament and you look at the sacrificial lamb, which was a foreshadowing of the Christ to come that would be crucified for us, as us, as our substitute in our place. What happened is the Israelites would actually lay hands, the priests would actually lay their hands on the sacrificial lamb, and they would impute all the sickness, all the disease, all the sin, and everything that sin entails. Because the Bible says that iniquity actually has cords. So sin actually has its own results. There's cords. There's things that are attached to sin. Okay? There's things that are attached to iniquity. And what would happen is they would literally impute all that to the sacrificial lamb. So not just the sin, but also the consequences, the cords of sin were imputed to that sacrificial lamb in the Old Testament. And see, that's what happened is Jesus died in our place. It doesn't say that he died for the sins of some, but he died for the sins of all. Jesus is a sacrificial lamb. The Bible says that he was the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. And see, even as I'm saying right now, even as I'm speaking right now, I'm actually sowing seed on those that are hearing. And Paul said this, he said, having that same spirit of faith, we believe, therefore we speak. And see, there's actually a substance of faith, there's a reality of faith that is actually attached, that is directly connected with the good news of Christ and the good news of his word and the good news that is revealed through the words of our Father. There's actually a faith reality, and that reality actually changes the way that we think and the way that we perceive, the way that we act, the way that we do things. It brings a revolution. There's a faith revolution that is coming to the planet. There's a faith reality that's coming and it's turning the world upside down. And for those that are hearing today, the faith and the goodness of God and the Spirit of God is being poured out on those that are hearing, and he's bringing a revolution in your life. And I declare that today. I declare that today, not tomorrow, but today, right now, faith is now, is a day of salvation. Salvation meaning being saved, healed, delivered from torment, delivered from sickness, delivered from disease. See, when Jesus talked about the forgiveness of the sins, he said he equated it so closely linked to healing. When he talked to the man that was on the mat that came down through the roof, he said, which is easier to say, son, your sins are forgiven, or pick up your mat and walk? He equated it in the same breath. In the same breath. Forgiveness, salvation, healing. Jesus spoke of these things in the same breath. And I have good news for you today, that today is the day of salvation, and that it is God's will to heal today. And so if you have sickness in your body, I want to encourage you right now to put your hand on that part of your body that's in pain or in torment right now. If you're having tormenting thoughts, I want you to put your hands on your head right now, and I want you to say, thank you, Father, that I am delivered because of your goodness, and I accept the gospel. I accept the good news that you love me so much, that Jesus, you died in my place for me, as me, that you were my sacrificial lamb. That means that you actually took upon yourself the cords of my sin, the results of my sin. And Papa God, I repent. I change the way I think. I accept your goodness, which leads me to change the way I think and to walk in a different manner, to walk a different walk, to talk a different talk, to think a different thought today. See, Jesus, it says that he received 39 lashes, and it says that by his stripes we are healed. By the stripes of Jesus. And then in Psalms it says, bless the Lord, all of my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who heals all of my sicknesses. It says that Jesus went about doing good, healing all who were sick and oppressed of the devil. If you're oppressed of the devil today, if you have depression, I can tell you that it doesn't exist in heaven, that it's not Papa's will for you to be depressed today. God wants to lift off that burden. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It's not a heavy yoke, it's a light yoke. And Jesus wants to lift that burden off you today. And like I said earlier, today is the day of salvation for those that are hearing. And this is the explosive faith that I'm talking about. You can feel the frequency. You can feel the vibration. There's an explosion that's taking place right now. The reality of faith is showing up on the scene. And God is delivering people today. I believe that God is healing people today. I see healing taking forth. I see deaf ears. I command deaf ears to open in the name of Jesus. Deaf and dumb spirit, go. Blindness, go in the name of Jesus. Mental problems, go. Anxiety, go right now. Papa, I release your presence right now. I release your healing wings right now in the name of Jesus. I release healing over those that are hearing today, those that are listening. I release the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire right now in the name of Jesus. Come upon them with fire just like Acts chapter 2, Father. Be filled. That word baptized means to be fully immersed. Be immersed in Papa today. So faith is the conviction, the assurance, the substance of things hoped for. It's like a woman that is pregnant with a child. She's carrying a reality, even if you can't see it yet, even if her pregnancy's not showing, she knows that she's pregnant. There is actually an inward reality. There is actually evidence. Another translation of Hebrews chapter 11 is that faith is the evidence of things hoped for. There's an inward evidence, guys. There is an inward evidence. An inward evidence. And so I just want to encourage you guys today that there is one faith, one spirit, one bride, one church, one Father, one God, one Jesus, one Holy Spirit. There's one faith, guys, and that is the faith of Jesus. And Jesus gives you faith in the context of your relationship. It's His seed of faith that He gives you, guys. He gives you, guys. He gives you a measure. But that measure comes in the context of relationship. You can't have faith apart from relationship, apart from experiencing Father. Faith comes by hearing. You can't hear at a distance. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? Like, if you have a relationship with a man or a woman, with a significant other, you can't hear at a distance. Obviously, you can with a cell phone. But what I'm trying to say is you have to be in relationship in order to hear. It's not just this like person a million miles away that you never connect with, that you never communicate with. Communication is integral. It is the foundation of faith. You can't have faith without communication. There's two-way communication between you and Papa God. He speaks to you. His word is the foundation of faith. The communication of the word of God is the foundation of faith because faith comes by hearing. You know, Paul said this, how will they be saved unless they hear the gospel preached? Because Paul realized something. Paul realized that faith was something that was actually imparted when the gospel was preached, when the gospel message, when the good news of Jesus, when the person of Jesus, when the word of God was communicated, there was literally an impartation of influence because the gospel carries influence, guys. The good news, the word of God is influential. It's influenced billions and billions of people over the course of history. It carries, it packs the punch. It carries influence. And so you need to understand that you are the bride in this situation. He is the husband. Brides bear children, bear fruit when they enjoy their husbands. It is a natural, normal process. Now, faith is a natural, normal process as a natural result of relationship with Jesus. And so there is a direct connection with time. You cannot separate time. You have to spend time with Him. your perception. There's time involved in how you're perceiving him and looking at him and keeping your eyes focused. It says keep your eyes on the author and the perfecter of your faith, Jesus. Jesus is both the beginning and the end of faith. He is the faith. He is. He's both the end and the beginning and the story. Jesus is the faith. Christ is the faith. It's his spirit. In Isaiah, it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news, to pronounce the favorable year of the Lord. See, this message is received, and the Holy Spirit is the one that inspires, and he's the one that creates. He is ultimately the creator, and we get to co-labor with him. Just like a husband and wife labor together in the context of relationship. They create things together in the context of bearing forth children. The husband needs the bride, and the bride needs the husband. Do you get what I'm saying? Jesus, actually, I know a lot of people are like, God doesn't need us, but God actually does. The Bible calls us the bride of Christ. It calls us his hands and feet. So if you were to wipe out every human being on the planet, where's the body of Jesus? Now obviously he had his own physical body, and he has a glorified and redeemed body. But on context of planet Earth, humanity that accepts the gospel, good news of Jesus Christ, and comes into relationship with him, becomes his bride, but also his hands and his feet. We are the body of Jesus. He is the head. So he's the one that's sending the signals down to the body to do this, do that. But there's a relationship with the body and the head. There's a connection, so we have to have that connection first in order for faith to come. Many people call this being born again, and I would agree. Some people call this being awakened. Some people call this coming to the faith. Some people call this surrendering to Jesus, and I think all those things are correct. There's a point in time where you come to the faith, where you come to Jesus, or Jesus comes to you. It actually says, Jesus said, no one comes to me unless my Father draws him, but he's the one that draws you in the first place. But you come to that reality. You're awakened to that reality. Something changes on the inside. But he's the one that brings you there in the first place. See, the Holy Spirit is the one that sets it all up. He's the one that orchestrates it. He's the pursuer in the relationship. He pursued you before you ever chose to pursue him. And I just want to encourage you guys today that God's pursuing you today. He's pursuing you. He's after your heart. He's after you today. There's no faith apart from him. There's no faith apart from Jesus. You get to carry his seed of faith. You get to bear the substance of faith. The conviction of things not seen, which the Bible calls the truth being made manifest. The reality being made manifest. And see, this is what we're laboring for. We're laboring for reality. Not just inward, but also outward, manifest. See, it's nice to have a dream or a conviction or a desire of building a house. But there's something about actually seeing the fruition of it. There's something about actually seeing the fruition of faith. And there is a dynamic of persevering. The Bible says, having endured a little while, you'll receive the promises of God. So sometimes we just have to endure, and we have to hold fast to the word. We have to hold fast for a season. See, a woman, she receives the seed out of intimacy with the man, but it's 9 months until she actually gives birth to that reality, it takes 9 months for it to be cultivated within, for it to actually grow to the point of birthing that. It's the same with faith. Now, I'm not saying that everything takes 9 months or has a certain period. And I'm not saying that God doesn't supernaturally accelerate things, because He does. He does. And sometimes it takes a season of it just becoming an inward reality and an inward culture. And then that culture's changed and that core value's changed. And once the culture and the core value's changed, you just start bearing fruit. It just starts happening. It just starts popping out left and right. Another dynamic here of faith is risk. So some say that that faith is spelled R-I-S-K, risk. Especially in the supernatural, especially with like healings and miracles, signs and wonders. It's literally, you hear God, you move on that inspiration, you take a risk, where if God doesn't show up, you look stupid, like an idiot. When I pray for people to get healed, you know, there's a aspect of me actually having to step out and take the risk. Like, I actually have to say hello to a person and engage in conversation and lay hands on them, ask if it's okay to lay hands on them to be healed, or tell them that I believe that it's God's will for them to be healed right now. Now, there's a risk in the sense that, hey, I could be rejected or turned down. Or, hey, they may actually let me pray for them and nothing happens. At least right then. Or I could just look stupid to other people. I could be, in a sense, persecuted in the sense, or looked down upon or despised because of other people's hurts in relations to faith and healing and all that. So there's definitely a risk. And, you know, the Apostle Paul, he faced persecutions daily. Like, daily. There was actually bad things that tried to stop Paul in his tracks from spreading the gospel and spreading the faith. Like crazy bad things would happen. And Paul talks about being shipwrecked. He was thrown in prison. So we need to understand that there is a risk in the sense, and, you know, living in the United States, there's not a huge risk, because typically people, the most they'll do is they'll just reject you. But you look at overseas, there's actually places where if you talk about Jesus, if you pray for people to get healed, they'll actually put you to death. There's like a very real hostility. Fortunately, in the U.S., the hostility isn't that bad. It's just rejection and people slandering your name and gossiping and talking bad behind your back. You know, that's about all you're going to experience. Maybe somebody will beat you up, you know, in some cultures, in some places. But I mean, that, you know, maybe. But the overall, that is not something that normally happens in the United States. So faith is spelled risk, R-I-S-K, stepping out on what you feel like God's saying, what you believe He's saying. So if you believe that God's talking to you about some person, you go up to some person and you talk to them and you tell them what you feel like God's saying. God's giving you the green light to pray for the sick. You see someone sick or someone that needs healing, and you step out. So faith and action go hand in hand. James said not to just be a hearer of the word, but also a doer. Okay? So guys, that's pretty much sums up everything. So relationship with Jesus is first. And faith comes by hearing. The gospel actually includes faith with it. You know, when Paul preached, he said, having that same spirit, we believe, therefore we speak. So there's actually a speaking. There's actually, your language changes because of the influence of this inward reality called faith. Guys, that's really it. I'm kind of just rambling at this point. I hope everybody's doing well. Guys, I just declare a blessing over you guys. I declare just foundations being laid in Jesus. And Jesus is the cornerstone. He is the foundation. I declare that you'll hear His voice today, that you hear the voice of Father. I declare just a dependency and a surrender to the person of Jesus today. I declare His goodness revolutionizing your life because He's just that good. I just declare His kindness and His goodness over you. I declare blessing in relationships, blessing in health, blessing in finances, because He's that good, that He would make known to you His heart, that He would make known to you the kingdom of God today. Bless you guys.